To deprive them of the satisfaction, Walpole walked, a broken man, back to his wine and his dogs at Houghton. It was the end of an era. Now the gung-ho patriots could have their get-rich war, and they must have thought it would be a breeze. Britain could fight abroad because it was so united at home. But in 1745, that unity would prove a bitter illusion. The Jacobite cause had refused to die, especially amongst the clans of northwest Scotland, where it fed off continued opposition to the Union. What the Jacobites needed was a figurehead, and in 1745 they got one. A leader many saw as a model of virile fearlessness, the son of James Edward Stuart, the man known to us and to posterity as Bonnie Prince Charlie. The fact that the prince's full name was Charles Edward Louis Casimir Sylvester Severino Maria Stuart should tell us that the prince was less the incarnation of the old Scotland of the clans and much more a fully-fledged graduate of the pan-European, Italo-Polish, Franco-Irish, Catholic international community.